You're listening to BBC Learning English.
大家好，欢迎收听 BBC Business Class。今天我们开始讨论的这个话题在大家每日的工作中至关重要，它也可以直接影响到我们工作的效率和在工作时的心情。这个话题就是 teamwork， 团队协作。在你新加入一个团体时，有哪些方面要特别注意？你又应当做什么以确保你能尽快融入新的团体呢？本期节目就来解答这些问题。我们请到的团队协作方面的专家是 Leslie Evans。 Leslie 是 Hazeltine Lake 知识产权律师事务所的首席执行官。下面我们就有请 Leslie。 在开始一个新工作时， In the early stages， 应该特别注意哪些方面呢？
I think it's important, particularly in the early stages, to try to get a feel for the culture that's at work within the organisation, to observe that culture so that you can, over time, come to understand how it works. For example, you can observe very early on how people dress, their dress code. Is it a place where people are dressed quite formally in business suits or perhaps more casually?You can also listen to how people speak to one another, how they address their colleagues. Is it in a chatty, relaxed sort of way, or perhaps something a little bit more formal, a little bit more businesslike? And once you've observed those sorts of issues, you can then look whether they change with different categories of staff. For example, do more senior management, perhaps have a slightly different dress code? Do people speak to them in a slightly different way? These things can be quite subtle, and so by...really trying to watch and listen and understand the dynamic, over time you should be able to pick them up.
Leslie 说 to get a feel for the culture that's at work within the organization 非常重要，也就是说要去多感受和了解这个企业的文化，因为对于大多数国际企业来说，他们都有着各自不同的企业文化和理念。 Leslie 举了两个例子，你听清楚了吗？我们再来听一次。
I think it's important, particularly in the early stages, to try to get a feel for the culture that's at work within the organisation, to observe that culture so that you can, over time, come to understand how it works. For example, you can observe very early on how people dress, their dress code. Is it a place where people are dressed quite formally in business suits or perhaps more casually?You can also listen to how people speak to one another, how they address their colleagues. Is it in a chatty, relaxed sort of way, or perhaps something a little bit more formal, a little bit more businesslike?
那么他举的例子包括公司之间的着装要求、着装规则 the dress code 会有不同，公司员工上班应该穿什么，还有 how people speak to one another， 同事之间说话的口气也会有着差别。所以在加入一个新的团体的初期，应该仔细感受和学习这个团队的文化，从而使你能更快地融入这个集体。
您现在收听的是 BBC Business Class， 为希望在国际企业中飞黄腾达的有识之士制作的系列商务节目。
和中国企业相比，西方公司中的上下级关系就显得更微妙 subtle， 微妙。然而公司中每个人和领导说话的语气也会稍有不同，所以 Leslie 建议大家要务必注意观察学习，以便能 pick them up， 掌握他们。
And once you've observed those sorts of issues, you can then look whether they change with different categories of staff. For example, do more senior management, perhaps have a slightly different dress code? Do people speak to them in a slightly different way? These things can be quite subtle, and so byreally trying to watch and listen and understand the dynamic, over time you should be able to pick them up.
那在刚加入一个新的团体的时候，你应该怎么做才能给新同事留下一个好的印象呢？在结束本期节目前，我们再来听一段 Leslie 的谈话录音。 Leslie 说新工作的一开始要特别注意哪些方面呢？ Counts for quite a lot in the early stages.
I suppose courtesy and the basic politeness of pleases and thank yous and smiling and so on counts for quite a lot in the early stages. These things do count, and people like it if you're showing appreciation to them for giving up their time to help you or train you or get you started.
Leslie 说 courtesy, 礼貌是非常重要的。他尤其指出 the basic politeness of pleases and thank yous.也就是说要注意用像请、谢谢这样的礼貌用语，
同时还要保持微笑 smiling.
I suppose courtesy and the basic politeness of pleases and thank yous and smiling and so on counts for quite a lot in the early stages. These things do count and people like it if you're showing appreciation to them for giving up their time to help you or train you or get you started.
本期节目中我们了解了在西方不同企业中都有着自己不同的企业文化，所以对你所加入的企业的文化一定要 get a feel。 那么和传统的中国企业相比，西方企业中的团队协作有什么不同呢？中西文化专家 Catherine Liu 在下期节目中将和董征来一起探讨这个问题，欢迎大家到时收听。